Good morning, everyone. It's time for a cup of coffee with...
Thompson.
That's right, Thompson. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
All right, Thompson. What are you reading here?
I'm reading the part... It's called A Perfect Name.
What does this say?
It says, Jess tossed a toy mouse to the kitten. She better when my boss just left Tiene las patas blancas.
Tiene las patas blancas.
Mittens isn't the good name's mom, whatever her name will be. She sure is cute to dad. Tiene las patas blancas.
Tiene las patas blancas.
She has white paws. Si es chula. Si es chula. Yes, she is cute.
Si es chula.
Si es chula.
So you gotta get the accent right.
Tu nombre es chula.
Tu nombre es chula?
Tu nombre es chula. Tu nombre es chula. Your name is chula.
See, it's a question mark, so it goes up at the end. Tu nombre es chula?
Yeah.
Tu nombre es chula? Your name is cute? Muy bien, mi hijo.
The manager just asked, tu nombre es chula? Chula snuggled closer and said, meow.
Chula es un gato.
Dress up time.
Or would it be chula es la gata? Would that be right? Or would it be gato? Gato?
Yeah.
Gata? Or gato?
Hey, are you looking at me? Yes.
I don't know. Mi español no es muy bueno. Estoy aprendiendo, por favor. So, this is a magazine called Highlights High Five. Everybody remembers this from my generation because it was in the dentist and doctor's offices and all like that there, and that's where you'd find it. But actually, he has his own subscription to it, and it's full of all kinds of good stuff. I gotta say, I have a new appreciation for Highlights Magazine. Pretty cool. Especially this, like, bilingual stuff they're putting in there so you learn multiple languages. Because we're very big on multiple languages in this house because there's a lot of different tongues wagged around the world and we don't want anybody to feel left out. We want to be able to say hello and we love you to everybody. Now, this is a picture, so we can't really talk about this on the radio, Thompson. So what else do you want to talk about today?
I'm going to do the rolling pics now.
So, what do you want to talk about?
I want to do the rolling pick snail.
You want to pick a snail?
No, I want to do a red wing pick.
You want to do a red wing pick? Well, who's your favorite red wing?
My favorite red wings are the referees. I like the referees.
But they're not red wings.
I like the Detroit Red Wings.
That's awesome. We love the Detroit Red Wings, yes. Who's your favorite Detroit Red Wing? What's his name?
The referee.
No, not the referees. Those aren't Red Wings. The name of the player. The name of the Detroit Red Wing player.
The Detroit Red Wings?
Okay. Well, I guess we'll come back to that some other day. I do have to say that while I'm not, you know, we're not going to do hockey picks anymore on this show. We may do them on the Magic No. 9 hockey broadcast, but our feedback is that it's just not the right fit for this show. So we're not going to do those anymore. I will say that his final... Oh, where did I put it? Anyways, he ended up picking 38 right, 26. Oh, here we go. 38 correct picks versus 27 wrong picks over the run of that prediction sprint. So, amazing work, Thompson. That's more than good enough to get into any casino on Earth. So, we're going to stop that now because people are probably making money and we want a piece of that action. So, don't forget to hit up the VFW.org website to get your kid into a competition, an essay competition on why you're optimistic about the future of the country. If you're 8th through 12th grade, you could win $30,000 in college scholarships. Thank you, veterans. Thank you again. VFW.org. Check that out. This morning, I am returning to coffee from a 3-day break. And I had a delicious blend of French roast and regular dark roast 3-beans coffee with some organic cane sugar from Paraguay. Muchas gracias, Paraguay.
Muchas gracias, Paraguay, then.
Por la azúcar. And, of course, clover stirred at a half and half. So, Thompson, what else is going on with you today?
We've got this here.
Okay, you've got some blocks.
These are not blocks. They're actually Legos. I used to call them blocks, but they're Legos.
Okay, you've got some Legos. What are you doing with them?
I'm going to build something.
What are you building?
I'm building something that I can look in.
You're making a telescope or something?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you on Saturday.
All right. Well, the world will be in suspense until then. Do you have any special shout-outs today?
I got some special shout-outs to Mama Colin. To Mama and Colin, too.
Mama and Colin and Grandmother?
Yeah, Grandma, too.
And Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave?
And don't forget Colin and Mama.
We have, and they're the first ones on the shout-outs.